I think I might have said in a previous episode that we started recording this while we were in Arizona, but that's not correct. I started recording this podcast, which I'm now calling Patriarch, in San Diego. Did this in San Diego. So you might get some San Diego specifics from this podcast. Remember we did the escape room? That was super fun. I don't think I mentioned that in my episode, but that one, we did that escape room together. That was really fun. What a family unit we all are, right? Incredible. All right, here we go. This one is your daughter, your one and only daughter, Juliet.
Okay. So,
this is a podcast. That's what we're currently doing. The way it works is we're just going to have a conversation, and I'm going to have a bunch of questions for you, and you can answer any question you want. You can also skip any of them if you don't feel like you have an answer, or you can say come back to it if you feel like, oh, I think maybe I'll think on it for a minute. But yeah, it's pretty easy. I don't think you're going to get in trouble for anything you said. You can always say anything you want to say. Say anything you don't say anything you don't want to say. I don't know what that would be, but you know. But honesty is probably better anyway. Honesty is probably more interesting anyway. And have fun. This is super low pressure. Like, whatever. Also, you'll see I'm talking to the mic very close.
Yes.
You should, like, kiss the mic.
Okay.
Like, your lips on these type of microphones, you want to be, like, almost touching them. Like, sometimes grazing the microphone with your lips. You want to be very close.
Okay.
That's how it works. That's how they can hear you. If you're far, if you're here, microphone can hear you. Nobody can hear you.
Right.
And if you're going to just be careful if you, like, turn your head that you're bringing the microphone with you, or if you're gesturing that you bring the microphone back.
All right.
That type of thing. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Cool. And, be careful a little bit of, like, crinkling that. I don't think it'll be a big deal, but, some people will nervously do that. If I wave at you at some point, be like, mean, bring your microphone closer. If I go, like, a little closer. And it's no big deal. Just kind of continue where you were and keep talking. Mm-hmm. Or if I go, like, talk louder, be like, talk louder. That's what I mean. And yeah, that's about it. Do you have any questions?
No.
Are you worried?
No.
You nervous?
No.
Okay. What'd you have for dinner?
I had pasta.
Yeah.
And it had meatballs and tomato sauce.
Yeah.
And I think there was cheese on it.
Yeah.
It was delicious.
All right. It's pretty good. That was a pretty good start of your podcasting.
Okay.
I'd say you want to even be just a touch closer to that microphone. Mm-hmm. I know it's weird. Yeah, I don't know if maybe it looked like you were here. And maybe
okay.
You weren't, but like,
so I want to touch.
It's like
a little bit.
Literally like
right here.
Yeah, like right there.
I'll have to look at it when I talk. So I know.
You don't have to look at it when you talk. You'll be all right. I can always boost you up a little bit too, but it'll be fine. Okay, cool. And then some of these are just warm up questions too, and some of them are just like to kind of get your mind going.
All right.
And if they sound stupid or like whatever, just roll with it because they are stupid.
Awesome.
And some of them you may not remember right away, and that's okay. But I think sometimes I'll ask ones that'll be like broad, but whatever flashes to your head first, whatever the first thought you have is, just share that. That'll be interesting. Cool?
All right,
cool. So let's start warming up. This is a hard one to warm up. What's okay. Your first memory?
My first memory, like, ever?
Ever. Some of these are going to be more about dad, some of them are going to be more about you.
Okay.
I want to get it all. But, like, yeah, what's your first memory?
I think that my first memory is probably my mom reading to me.
Oh, really?
Which is kind of weird because I don't like reading as much as her. But I kind of remember when I was younger, she would read a lot. And dad would read a little bit, but mainly mom.
Right.
So that's what I jumped to.
Do you remember what it was, or, like, why does it stick out? Do you remember how you felt?
I was so happy and I was so into books because when you're young, they all have pictures and stuff and you just want to like touch all the pictures and the colors.
Sure.
So I just remember that. I don't know why. Now books aren't like that. So I guess they're not as fun.
That's funny. okay. That's funny. Okay. again, also, if you may not know some of these.
Right.
But I'm okay with you speculating if you feel like it. And so this one you may not know, but feel free to speculate.
Okay.
How did your parents meet?
My parents met. They were set up. This is what they told me, but they were set up. I know that they knew someone, and they both had, like, that guy was dating someone who was friends with mom, and the guy was friends with dad. Mm-hmm. So I think that they got set up, and I remember that dad didn't like mom, but she was, like, crazy about him.
Sure.
And he was, like, a grump the first time they were dating. Like, she would go to his house and just ask, like, my feet are cold, can I have socks? She's like, oh. And then he would give her socks all mad and stuff. He was just like a jerk, but she loved him. And so, and then I think he softened up a little bit.
Yeah.
So
that's funny.
And I remember she thought before she started dating him, she's like, I'm never dating anyone with a kid.
Yeah.
Like that was her first thought.
Yeah.
And then she met him and she's like, I don't care if he has a kid. Like I love him.
BT Dubs. He's got a kid. That's so funny. How about this? Do you know how dad proposed?
Yes, I know that. So dad proposed in Monterey at the Plaza Hotel at sunset. And there was this bench outside and it had a view of the water.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's where he proposed. Mm-hmm. And so I know that because they showed us like three times and they're like, this is where we got engaged. We're like, we know that.
We've seen it.
Yes.
That's funny. Okay. What's your parents' religious background?
So I know that my dad, well, grandpa was Jewish and grandma, or I think he, I don't know if they were really religious, but I know that dad went to church.
Mm-hmm.
So I know we have Jewish heritage, but he went to church and mom did not.
Right.
So, I mean, I just know that it's not like strong religion,
mm-hmm.
but that's all I can remember.
Is religion observed in your family?
No. We celebrate Christmas mm-hmm. and Easter.
Right.
But that's the closest we get to religion.
Okay, fair enough.
So.
What are your parents' political beliefs?
Democratic.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, they usually are pretty liberal,
mm-hmm.
mostly. So, yeah.
Where are they? You say mostly. Is there a spot where you don't think they're liberal?
I mean, no, there's some stuff kind of like, I mean, the first thing I thought of was drugs and stuff like weed.
Sure.
They're not that.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, rights and stuff for
mm-hmm.
minorities. They believe in all that.
They believe in minorities.
They believe in minorities.
They exist, baby. Check it out. okay, cool. That's fun. who are some... I guess just tell me quickly about some of your relatives in your family. Like, I guess let's move beyond your basics of mom, dad, Matthew, me. Like, who else? Like,
okay.
You know, like, tell me just quickly about some people.
Okay, so we have grandma on dad's side.
Yeah, Grandma Judy.
She's the sweetest person I've ever met in my life.
Yeah.
She always gives me food and candy.
Sounds like grandma, yeah.
And she's great. And then I have on my mom's side, Nan and Granddad.
Yeah.
And they're just so awesome. I love them. They're great. I love all of mom's family because they're so like her, I guess.
Sure.
And so it's just, I mean, usually.
Yeah.
Most of the time. I love all of them. And then on dad's side, I have all the cool uncles like John and Mark and Chris, of course. And they all, I just remember when I was younger, they would always like take us to movies and Wendy's and squirt whipped cream in our mouth.
Yeah.
So they were like the coolest people ever.
Sure. Okay. A lot of food stuff on my dad's side, I guess, huh?
I guess so.
That's funny. What do you remember of grandpa, if anything?
Yeah. I do remember that he sang.
Uh huh.
He usually sang to us, and I've seen videos. And he seemed hilarious in all of them, but I don't remember much.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Do you know anything about or other ancestors whom you may have never known? Like, is there anybody that you've heard stories about or, that sticks out? And if no, that's okay.
Dad told us about Graham, who was his grandma,
mm-hmm.
and we saw her house when we went to Massachusetts.
Yeah.
it was in Shirley, I think.
I think that's right.
Shirley or something. But he showed us her house, and he always told us about her, and she was just wonderful, and he loved her. But not really a lot about that.
Yeah.
He used to talk about some stuff from Massachusetts and how I think Graham and her husband had a Dairy Queen and stuff, but yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. What are your siblings like?
They're losers. No, I'm kidding. You guys are, Matt and Steven are the best brothers I could ask for. I love older brothers. I mean, it's super cool because you guys like teach me everything. And Matt shows me video games and stuff, and it's just cool.
Yeah.
You guys have always just been like super sweet. I mean, well, sometimes.
No, I don't claim to be sweet all the time.
But you know, you guys are like great older brothers. You always think about what's best for each other and for me.
You hear that? That's the microphone speaking.
Is that the microphone? I thought it was the chair or something.
I don't know. There's a squeak going on. It doesn't matter. Oh, it'll be okay. Okay. Describe any of the houses that you remember from growing up, whether that's Vacaville. I think you might have been in Fairfield very briefly, but you probably don't remember that at all.
I don't.
Vacaville, Folsom, Monterey, Monterey 2.
I remember Folsom the best, probably.
Yeah, tell me about it.
I liked it because we had a two-story house.
Yeah.
And I would always, like, dive down the stairs on blankets and pillows and stuff, which was super fun.
Okay.
But I liked that house.
Yeah.
It was in this cute little, like, court circle kind of thing.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's the house I remember. I don't really, I mean,
Luna Circle, is that right?
Yeah.
237 Luna Circle.
Wow, I don't know how you know that.
I don't know.
I can barely remember.
I could be wrong, but I think it was 237.
You're right about Luna Circle. I remember that, but it was, I liked that house.
Yeah.
We had roses there.
Okay. I don't even remember that. Yeah, okay, interesting. What was your room like in that place?
My room was very girly. It was kind of small. I had a smaller bed. And it had a purple comforter.
Yeah.
I remember that. It was like really girly royal purple, though.
I think that still exists. Didn't you used to have that like not that long ago?
Well, I have a purple one, but it's more like dark.
Oh, it's not the same one?
No, it's not.
Okay.
It was, my old one was really like girly.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, and I had like a lot of pinks and purples in there.
Yeah.
So I liked that room. I had a pretty window, and it was like at the front of the house, kind of. So, yeah.
Okay, cool. What's your family's economic circumstances like? Do you remember any times where money was tight or talked about or, I don't know, what do you think are your family's money's like?
I mean, I don't really think that it's ever been like tight. Like we've kind of been worried about it.
Yeah.
I just remember if anything Dad has talked about stuff that was like a waste of money.
Okay. Like what?
He talked about our coffee table, and he wanted to, it was all like tan and light yes. beige and stuff, and so he wanted it darker.
Yes.
So he paid this guy to make it like a dark brown. It was really pretty and stuff.
Restained it.
But the guy held on to it for like 6 months. Like we didn't get it back forever. And it took so long, and it was a really bad job, too. Like, we got it back, and it was just horrible. So then he had to fix it, and then the day it's, like, perfect and in our living room, Buster chews it up.
Yeah.
And so he's like, that was just such a waste of money.
Yeah. Refinishing wood like that is tricky.
I know.
I don't know how that got done in the first place, but that's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's funny. Okay. What, if any, were your duties around the house? Like, do you have any jobs that are yours in the house?
In my house I'm living in now?
In any of them.
Yeah, I mean, usually Mom has to ask, but I do the dishes.
You do the dishes? That's your gig?
I mean, we do our own laundry and stuff. It's,
yeah.
It's not like Mom does everything, although she does too much, I think. But
yes.
She's great. But, yeah, we do our own laundry and we have to pick up after all our pets because we have a bunch.
That's
like
true.
Three, so.
True, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, fair enough. How did you learn how to cook? Is there anything that a special family recipe or anything specific you feel like you learned how to cook?
I think that Nan and Mom just cooked a lot, and yeah. I started watching them cook, and I started liking it.
Yeah.
And I know that Mom, when I first started, she would bake with me. I remember that. Like, we did more baking to start off, which is probably why I'm so into baking.
Okay.
But then for cooking, I took a home ec class in 7th grade and then a foods class in 8th.
Really?
And I just... like, I loved it, and yeah. I learned a lot about it, which was really cool, and it was interesting, and I think when I was 9 or something, I was like, I'm going to be a baker, and
yeah.
I just remember that, but...
What do you like? What did you like about cooking or being a baking?
I thought it was fun, and I think the main reason is I liked what I was making, and it yeah. was delicious, and I'm like, oh, I can do this, and other people would like it, too, and I thought yeah. that was pretty cool, but... Hmm.
Liked what you were making. Was it just eating it, or like you said, other people would like it? Like what?
Yeah,
about,
like I would make stuff for the family,
mm-hmm.
mainly baking. But I remember there was one time where Matt, Mom, and Dad, they all went out to do something. Maybe it was a baseball game, but I was alone all day,
yeah.
and I was like, "Ooh, I should make them a cake," and it was just a normal cake.
Yeah.
But I decorated it with like a big baseball on it.
Yeah.
Because Matt was doing something that was baseball related, and they came home and they're like, that's so nice of you. And we all just loved it. And so.
Yeah.
And
that's nice.
Dad always talks about his favorite cake I made,
mm.
which was French vanilla cake with lemon curd in the middle and like cream cheese frosting or something. But it's super good.
Wow. It does sound good.
So makes people happy. And I like that.
Yeah, I like that too. Okay, this is a broad question.
Okay.
And again, this is one of those ones where I'm like, you know what it is?
What is it? Is it the bed or?
No, I was sure.
I feel like it's coming from like, is it?
I think it's the desk.
Yeah, I yeah. hear it from over there. Or is it the plant? I think it's the leaf. Try and take the leaf out.
Those were rubbing together.
Yeah, the leaves were rubbing together.
Oh, my God.
Because they're fake. That was so annoying.
Well, guys, the podcast can continue. Okay, this is a broad question again.
Okay.
And this one, again, I just whatever fires in your head, whatever the one of the first things you think about or the first couple things, I want to know what that is. So what activities does the family do together?
Activities.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, we play cards.
Mm-hmm.
And not super frequent, but we liked to play cards a lot and go to movies, I guess.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I love it when Mom comes to movies because usually she doesn't. But when she does come, she gets all excited and she's like, oh, we're getting popcorn. She's just like, it's great.
Yeah.
But we always go to movies.
Yeah.
And we just have traditions, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just small ones, but...
Like what?
We always go to Disneyland every year.
That's true.
Which is pretty cool. And then Mom always like makes the same food on Christmas and Thanksgiving. And I guess they're just basic and everyone does that. Mm-hmm. But it's what I remember, I guess.
Why doesn't Mom go to the movies as much?
I don't know. I think she's just so busy. Or she... I mean, sometimes she just doesn't want to see it. So I think she like makes up excuses. Like, oh, well, I have laundry and I can't. But she's usually pretty busy, and Dad loves movies. Like, he always makes time for movies. So.
Yeah. Yeah, she is busy a lot, huh?
She is.
That poor woman.
I know.
She's great. Okay, well, you kind of already started this, but let's try it again anyway.
Okay.
How does the family celebrate holidays?
Holidays. Okay, so we always have the same food.
Okay.
And... I don't know. I mean, for Christmas, which
well,
is
what's
like
the food? Talk about everything.
Okay. Well, for like every holiday,
mm-hmm.
I think every holiday, Mom always makes ham
mm-hmm.
and mashed potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's mashed potato casserole, so it's like the same thing. And salmon.
Yeah.
And she always makes roasted vegetables for herself because no one else eats them, and corn and stuff. So
I eat the roasted vegetables.
Yes, you do. But she loves the roasted vegetables, and so does Buster.
Yeah.
He eats roasted vegetables.
Or trays of them, even.
But, yeah, she always makes the same food.
Yeah.
And for Christmas, every Christmas Eve, we always read the night before Christmas, and you know that.
True.
But that's a big one. We always have to do that on Christmas. And, yeah, we always drink hot chocolate.
Yeah.
And talk. I mean, it's nice because, like, every night, people always think we're bad families because we watch TV a lot with dinner and stuff, and some people are like, that's not traditional. We're like, we know. But every holiday, we always just talk, and that's kind of nice.
That's true. I like it. Okay. Tell me about your community. Tell me about your neighborhood.
I have a great little town, and everyone knows each other, which is sometimes good and sometimes bad. But it's super small, and it's beautiful. It has beaches and forests. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
You're friends with, like, everyone. Super nice.
Yeah, that is nice. What was your impression when you first visited, of New York City, when you first visited it?
I was just smiling the whole time.
Yeah.
I couldn't stop smiling. I love New York, and I would want to live there for sure. It's just, I don't know why. Maybe it was the big city and all the lights, because I've always loved cities, but uh-huh. It's just in our hotel and the food and everything. I just fell in love with it.
Yeah.
New York is great, and it's always, I've always told everyone, it's like the most favorite place I've ever visited.
Really?
I love it.
Wow. That's a statement. Mm-hmm. And you've been a lot of places.
I've been around, but
yeah,
definitely in New York.
Wow.
That's a place where if I could go back anywhere, I'd definitely go to New York.
Yeah. Well, Dad was talking about going to New York on this trip, but it didn't happen. Like, Dad, go to New York. Christ's sake. Okay. Who are some of your heroes?
Some of my heroes? I always think of celebrities, which I know they're not, like, actual heroes.
Well, I don't know. If they're your hero, then that's fine.
Yeah, I guess people that are just inspiring, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I've always loved movies and TV shows, and so I just started to, like, follow these people and, like, learn about them, and they're just super cool people, like, a lot of them.
Yeah.
And so I guess people in movies and celebrities are probably my biggest heroes.
Do you have any specific ones?
I've always loved Jennifer Lawrence and Emma Stone.
Uh-huh.
They're probably my favorite, but I know, like, everyone.
So. Okay. Okay, fair enough, fair enough. Tell me about any of your... All right, we'll start this. Do you have any favorite songs or, like, that you've just loved your, like, whole life or anything?
Songs? I've always been a Katy Perry fan.
That's true.
Love Katy Perry. I like listening to basically everything on the radio.
Okay.
And I love musicals, like songs and musicals and Disney songs. Those are my favorite.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do any songs remind you of Dad?
And yes.
So why?
So I have, well, he has songs for all of his kids.
Sure.
And mine is My Immortal. Uh-huh. And so, I love that song because of him. And when I was younger, we used to have, like, weddings and stuff, and he would dance with me to that song. And I would put on one of his big white shirts that he wears under his stuff because it was, like, white, uh-huh. And then my mom's wedding heels.
Uh-huh.
And we would dance to My Immortal.
Okay.
So I always think of that song. And then there's Please Don't Leave Me from Pink. And the reason I think of that song, he loves that song, but I guess, like, when I was younger and I had to wake up in the morning for school or something, he would blast that song in my room so I would wake up and get up. And I just always think of that because, I mean, it's super loud and, like, upbeat. So
wow. Okay, that's fun. Okay, cool. That's really funny. Yeah, he has a song for everybody. I was telling Matthew last time.
Yeah.
All of the songs are notoriously bad songs.
Yeah.
It's funny.
It is.
Okay. Let's, okay, yeah. So let's talk a little bit about school. What's school like for you? Just generally? Or what does that, what does that make you think of? Like, what's school like?
I like school. Sometimes it's stressful, but I guess that's kind of school work. I mean, it just gets stressful, but I mean, I've always liked it. And
what do you like about it?
I kind of like, well, I really like the social factor of school. I like seeing everyone every day. That's just nice. But I also like learning new things. I think that it's important and interesting.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. What do you dislike about school? What do you hate about it?
Learning new things sometimes.
Interesting. That's both it's both a like and a dislike.
I mean, yeah. Some classes are just annoying, like with teachers and stuff. But, I mean, school's fine. It's just school. It's something you just need to get through. And
yeah. Okay. Okay. Who are your friends? Tell me briefly about them.
I've had a main group since I moved to PG. Emma, Chloe, Jenna, and Gazelle. And we've just always been friends, so.
Tell me a little something about each of them. Emma, Chloe, Jenna, Gazelle. So,
Jenna is super smart, and she's really nice and kind, but pretty quiet. Gazelle is... She plays soccer like me, and she's also insanely smart, but she's just great. She's so funny.
Yeah.
She's, like, really funny. Chloe is super enthusiastic and energetic all the time, and Emma is the friend that you, like, talk to when you have problems, and she's kind of the their friend. Like, she's always there.
So. Is she your closest friend?
Probably, yeah.
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 Interesting. Interesting. Is that the first person you'd tell like a secret if you wanted to share a secret?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
I got it. Who are your favorite teachers at any point?
In fifth grade, I loved Miss Heiserman. Okay. She was my fifth grade teacher, and she was just so sweet, and she really liked me because she's really good friends with Mom.
Right.
But I really liked Miss Heiserman. And my third grade teacher, Miss Dayschool, who Mom works with. I liked elementary school teachers the best, probably. Like, I liked all of them. And then in middle school, I had Miss Marr, who is a great sixth grade teacher. And she was just really funny and cool. Loves Star Wars.
Tight.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember any... teasing or bullying of you or you doing it or anything? Teasing and bullying?
No, not really.
No?
No, I was never bullied. I never bullied anyone. So, no. No.
All right. What do you do in your spare time that's not school?
I did tennis at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
I've never played tennis in my life.
That's what I hear.
And so I tried it, and it was actually pretty fun. And then I also played soccer for the first time.
Yeah.
And I loved it. And I did mock trial, which just ended. And that was amazing. Yeah. So.
Okay. Anything else? I mean, those... Yeah.
I like to sing. I'm going to start singing lessons, which is pretty cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. And I like to cook and bake, but I don't do it as much because I'm usually pretty busy.
Sure.
But I do like to do it.
Okay. So. Cool. What do you and your friends do when you get together?
We usually go to the mall because we have a pretty cool mall. It's pretty small compared to like malls in LA and stuff, but it's like the biggest mall. Oh. Yeah. For us.
Yeah.
So, and it's just, it's fun. It has like makeup shops and food places. So we usually go there. And then there's also this cool hangout spot in PG, which is Lover's Point. And it has a big like concrete pier.
Yeah.
And so everyone goes there for like when they want to go to the beach and stuff. And everyone jumps off the pier. It's really fun.
Yeah.
So that's usually what we do.
Okay. Very cool. Do you have... any favorite things, like possessions or things that you own? Like, was there anything that sticks out? I was like, oh, I couldn't live without the...
My iPhone.
Okay. Yeah.
But, you know, I have earrings that I love. They're super, not that I couldn't live without them, but they're super special. Dad bought them for me.
Yeah, what about them?
They're Tiffany earrings, and they're like little bows, Tiffany and Co. And he bought them for me on Rodeo Drive. And so I just, if I could say like one thing that I would want to keep, be those earrings. I just love them.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Why does that stick out? Or just the memory of getting them? And like,
I think the memory of getting them, and also...
Is that the time you came down with Gramp for Grandma's birthday?
Yeah, for John's birthday.
John's birthday. Was Matthew there?
Nope. It was just Dad and I. And it was the first time, it was like a year ago, but it was the first time I've been to LA and like not gone there for Disneyland.
Right.
Because I know Matt went when he was a little bit younger with Dad. I think that was for Grandma's birthday. Mm-hmm. But then this was the first time where I went. And so it was really, it was a great trip and it was really special. But I loved those earrings and I've always just loved earrings.
Yeah.
And I don't wear them as much, but I always wear those for like the specialist things. And
Okay. Did you come down for Grandma's birthday?
I didn't.
Did Matthew come down?
So I'm pretty sure what happened was Matthew came down with Dad alone.
Okay.
And then I stayed up with Mom because it was my Nan's birthday.
Okay.
And she wanted to come see us. And so we thought that it would work out perfect. But that's when she broke her ankle. And it was
I remember that.
It was unfortunate.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh gosh, this is horrible.
So, yeah. That was crazy. That was a crazy. Yeah. Poor Nan.
I know. I felt so bad. That was really hard for her.
Okay, so you're now 14, almost 15.
Yes.
A few days away.
Yay.
How do you think you changed from being like a child preteen to being a teen? Or if at all?
I'm still sassy and stubborn.
Yeah, Christ.
That has not changed. I was like that when I was born, and I'm still like that.
You weren't like that when you were born.
I was.
No, you weren't.
I was stubborn.
No, you weren't.
Yes, because when Mom was having me.
That's not that. This story already doesn't work.
No, it does.
It doesn't apply to any logic or science.
No, but trust me, I was like the wrong way. Mm-hmm. You know how that happens,
right?
And so they kept turning me over, and I would just turn back. And so Mom and Dad always say I've always been stubborn.
Well, that's silly. That doesn't really apply and make any sense. You weren't stubborn.
I think I was as like a toddler, though, wasn't I?
No.
I wasn't?
No, you were
okay, then I've changed because I've become stubborn and
you were
sassy.
So nice and agreeable. It was great. I remember I was just like, oh, hey, Juliet, you want to do this? You're like, yeah.
Yeah.
So on board.
I still... No, I'm pretty stubborn.
It sounds like you're sticking to the fact that you were stubborn.
I don't think I was, I guess. I was fun as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But then I became a teenager, like probably most teenage girls, and they just become unbearable.
Oh, yeah. What does that mean? What do you think that means?
I think I annoy my family more.
Okay, how?
When I get all sassy and just in a bad mood because I'm stressed or something, I'll take it out on everyone. So, especially Mom. She doesn't deserve it. But I just...
Oh, your poor mother.
I'm so mean.
Okay. That's interesting. How do you think... did your relationship with your parents change when you became a teenager? And if so, how?
I think when I was more of like... tween, kind of like 11 or 12.
Yeah.
I think that was the point where my mom and I just did not get along.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. We really, I mean, it wasn't that we never got along. It's just we constantly bickered about everything.
Mm-hmm.
But then I think it kind of changed more when I became a teenager.
Uh-huh. To more bickering or less?
No, to less. I mean, we don't really fight. Like, there's little things where we laugh at each other about stuff, but we don't actually fight.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think that's kind of a change. I get along really well with both of my parents.
Mm.
So.
Interesting. That's interesting. What do you think changed?
I think I grew up and I matured a little bit. I mean, maybe that's part of it. And I just, I think I took more from her perspective on things and, like, that's not fair. I mean, she didn't do anything wrong. She never does, and I'm usually wrong. So I just, I wanted to mature and just get over. I think we always fought about little things, and I just started to let those little things go, I guess.
What do you, can you think of one or anything that sticks out that you did, you would, you used to fight about or you did fight about or anything?
I can't because all of them are pretty stupid. So,
okay, this is a weird one.
Yay.
All right. I feel like you used to have like pretty bad anxiety.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Do you feel like you still do?
It's definitely not as bad, which is good. When I was younger, I always freaked out. Like that, and it was really stupid. Well, it wasn't stupid, but I did have anxiety about maybe like my parents. If I were out somewhere at a friend's house, like they wouldn't come pick me up and I would just like be alone.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It was insane.
Yeah.
And I think it's a lot better. My dad had that when he was younger too. And it just sucks. And now sometimes like I just have panic attacks for no reason, but they go away. He kind of taught me how to deal with it, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, he and I think his brothers had the same thing. I know that grandpa did for sure. But yeah, when I, it was worse when I was younger. I got anxiety about a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Where do you think that came from?
I really don't know. I think it might have just been genetic, maybe. Because I know that a lot of dad's side had it.
Yeah.
And he said that usually it's... Well, yeah, I mean, he said that just... I don't think all of his brothers had it. I think one of his brothers had it. And then I know he told me a lot that grandpa had it.
Yeah.
But he, you know, he showed me how to deal with it, just breathing stuff. But I did get that a lot. And sometimes I still do. But it's not as bad as it used to be. It used to be really bad.
Yeah.
I would fear, like, my biggest thing was definitely getting sick.
Oh,
and,
really?
Like, especially, like, throwing up. I was so freaked out about that. And so when I saw other people get sick, or if I heard about it or I saw it on TV,
yeah,
I would freak out. Like, I was at a summer camp one time, and this girl kept getting sick. And I was like, oh, my God, I have that. I'm going to get sick. And I was like, Dad, you got to pick me up. Like, I'm freaking out. And that was just, like, what I always got scared of.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Fun. I didn't know that. That's great.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. I guess, I mean, it's a little early, but it's okay. What do you have any plans for after school? Whether that's after, you know, high school, whether that's like college, your career, your life, your friends, like, what do you think? I don't know. What kind of plans do you have for that?
For college, I want to go somewhere in California.
Why California?
I know that I have family throughout different parts of California, so wherever I go, I would be close to someone I knew. Just for, like, getting out of high school.
Yeah.
And, like, trying to develop into becoming an adult and being on my own. But I feel like it would be an easier transition if I were in California. Like, I want to go to UC Irvine, have a bunch of family in L.A. But I would consider going outside California. I've just always planned on going inside California and then graduate school outside. But I mean, I'm not sure. And then I want to go to law school, probably on the East Coast, because they have great law schools. And then I want to be a lawyer outside of that. And eventually, when I retire from law, I would want to become a college professor for law, which I think would be pretty cool. But it would kind of depend where I was at, because, you know, I might be sick of working and just want to retire. But I've always thought it'd be interesting to, like, teach.
Why?
Mom's a teacher, I guess. And I don't know if I could teach kids like she does. But I think that it would be really interesting to teach something that I had experience in, like, after I was a lawyer. And to college kids, I think that's pretty cool.
What about that experience is like, seems fun to you? I'm just curious.
Of being a teacher?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's kind of like just, in college, it's more lectures. Mm-hmm. You don't have to like teach certain things and like mark everything like mom does. It's kind of like you can lecture about what's happened to you and like experiences you've had, kind of.
Yeah.
And I think that's pretty interesting, just teaching other people about like your personal knowledge of things, and then they can interpret it however they want.
Mm-hmm.
But I've just always thought that's cool, and it'd be really cool to be a teacher. You get time off, you get paid. It's just, you know, it's kind of nice, but I feel like I would want to be a lawyer before I was, mm-hmm. before I was
a teacher. Yeah.
Not sure. That might all change.
Do you like, it sounds like you like sharing your experiences with people.
Yes.
You like talking about things that you've done or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. What do your friends think about your college plans or your after school plans? Do they know about it?
Yeah, they know about it.
What do they think?
They think it's pretty, I mean, Jenna and Gazelle especially think it's cool because they do mock trial.
Yeah.
Which is pre-law pretty much. But,
okay.
Well, not really, but not at all, actually. It's nothing
sorry.
Like that.
No.
But
I'm,
it does,
I'm
like,
sorry.
It does teach you some things.
Uh-huh. Yeah, for sure. It does.
Like, about, not really the actual stuff about law, but it kind of gives you the confidence to stand up in a courtroom
mm-hmm.
and talk and address the judge. I just thought it was super interesting. And it's kind of helped me like make up my decision about becoming like a lawyer. But those two friends, they understand it. And then my other two friends are like, yeah, you know, they don't care.
Yeah. Okay. What does your family think about it?
I mean, my dad thinks that it's pretty interesting. He's not really sure about it because he knows that it's stressful and he doesn't want me to do something that I would hate pretty much. But, I mean, you know, they like it. I mean, they support everything that I do and they're not sure yet, but.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Interesting. Trying to think where I want to go next because there's a few thoughts I have here. Do you feel like, okay, yeah, do you feel like you, let's say, how about this, boys and girls in our family have different expectations?
I think that Dad's expectations are high, mm-hmm. even though he doesn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
I think he wants me to be super successful.
Mm-hmm.
That's just kind of what I get. I mean, he wants what's best, but he also kind of wants me to do everything I can to the best of my ability.
Mm-hmm.
There's pressure, but, not really as much from mom.
Mm-hmm.
She's pretty good about it.
Yeah.
They both are. It's just if I had to say something, Dad, he's intimidating, I mm-hmm. guess. But it's all in a good way. It pushes me to go further, and it's good.
Why do you think he wants you to be super successful?
I just think he really wants me to be happy
mm-hmm.
and enjoy life. I know that he wants that for me. But he wants me to... I think it's because my expectations for myself are kind of high. Like, I want to go to a good college.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what he thinks is because he knows I want to, you know, do well in life, he kind of pushes it a little bit. So it's like he wants me to be happy. He wants me to do what I want to do.
Mm.
So it's kind of confusing, but, you know, it's all for the best of me. So
interesting. That sounded a little jumbled up in my head.
Yeah. And it's super confusing. But yeah, I think he just wants me to be happy. That's basically it. He wants me to do what I want to do. And I guess what I want to do is kind of, it's hard to reach. Like, for example, if I want to go to Harvard, it's going to be hard. Mm-hmm. And I think he wants to push me so I can do it. So it's hard, but it'll make me happy.
If you go to Harvard, you'll be happy.
Maybe. That's not where I want to go. But okay. It was just an example, I guess.
Okay. Okay, great. You've never had a job, right?
No, I babysat.
Oh yeah.
A few times, but never like a job. No.
Yeah. Okay.
And I volunteer.
Yeah.
But.
Do you think you ever will have one in your teenage years?
I really want to. Dad doesn't want me to have a job though, because he always says you're gonna work your entire life, so you don't need to when you're young.
Okay.
But I've kind of always wanted a job just because I think it's interesting. I kind of want to learn. Mm-hmm. I want to go into probably just easy stuff, but for sure customer service.
Yeah.
Whether it's like working at a fast food restaurant and helping people or in a store.
Yeah.
I just kind of wanted to try it and do something like that and also make some money in high school just so I have it for college.
You're not going to have to pay for anything. Newsflash, girl. okay, cool. Okay, yeah, let's try this. Are you mostly friends with girls, or do you have any like regular friends who you're close with who are boys?
Mainly girls. I have my set group, which is girls, but right. I'm friends with a lot of people.
Yeah.
Guys included.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I am friends with a lot of guys and a lot of girls, but my best friends are the girls that I've mentioned before.
Mm-hmm. You have not started dating?
No.
When will you start dating?
I think...
If ever.
Probably when I'm 16.
Okay.
I think that's probably when I'll start. I know that junior and sophomore year are really hard, and they're like the hardest years of high school academic wise, and they're what colleges look at. So I feel like I would want to focus more on school and then probably get a boyfriend like beginning a senior year maybe, which is around 17.
Okay.
But I mean, I'm not really looking for like a time frame, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Just kind of if I meet someone that I like. But I'm kind of sure that it'll be junior or senior year.
You just haven't met anybody you like.
No, I haven't.
Well, that's a bummer, because the crop of kids isn't going to change.
Yeah, that's true. People might mature a little bit, but
no,
probably not.
No, they won't. High school kids remain high school kids until they're about 19.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all the same for...
That's not good.
I know. I know it's not, Juliet. I know it's, or you could be like me and never actually mature in any way. I'm still basically 14 years old. It's a real issue. Even though I'm double that age. Oh, Grace, you're so tired and sleepy. You're just stretching it out. What's your parents' advice or rules when it comes to dating? Or contact with the opposite sex? Any advice or rules?
Yes, they've given me rules for sure. My dad, I think his actual rule is date when you're 16. I think it's 16 or 18. He doesn't...
You don't know? That's a huge difference.
Yeah, I know, but he said both of them.
Okay.
I feel like he would be kidding for the 18. I think he never wants me to date because, you know, dad. But I'm pretty sure the set rule is actually 16, but then he says 18 sometimes.
Uh-huh.
I don't think mom is as strict because they said 16 for Matt and I.
Matt's, really?
Yeah, and Matt's had a girlfriend before when he was like 14, and they,
right,
of course, didn't care. Like, of course.
Okay.
So, I don't think
that... Yeah, I was going to say, like, I don't think that they enforce that. Or I never even heard that for Matthew.
I think that mom is...
I didn't hear it for me either.
I think that mom's more easygoing with that stuff. Like, oh, do you have a crush or something? But dad's still like, please don't ever date anyone.
That's pretty much right, yeah. Did either of your parents... Excuse me. Did either of your parents give you a birds and the bees lecture or a talk or teach you anything about that?
No, thank God.
No, thank God.
They did not.
Okay.
They haven't like sat me down and done it. I think they've subtly given hints, maybe. I don't know.
Suddenly given hits about like, what?
Well, like...
that's funny.
Protection and stuff.
Oh, okay.
But we had a health teacher, and he very oddly taught us that stuff, kind of.
Kind of?
Kind of. It was really weird. He used visuals a lot. He was a weird teacher. But mom and dad have never sat me down and been like, this is what's up.
Okay.
Which is, I mean, did they ever give you that talk?
No.
Yeah?
No. No, I think my mom, like, tried a little when I was young. But I don't think she really knew how to approach it.
Right.
But I also do think that I was, like, desperately unaware
yeah.
of all of that stuff, especially in some of my first encounters. I was like, I don't know what's happening here. I'm doing this all weird and wrong. Yeah, I had, like, no idea about any of it.
I don't think Dad... I mean, it's just so uncomfortable for him. Like, I feel like he wouldn't want... I think it'd be easier with Matt, because yeah. he's a boy.
Yeah.
But just for me, talk. I don't think Dad would ever want to give me that talk. Mm-hmm. He gets freaked out about that stuff.
Sure.
So I feel like if I would ever get that talk, it would definitely be from Mom. But if I have learned stuff, it would surprisingly be from my Aunt Kim.
Oh, yeah?
Because she... Okay. It's so weird.
Oh, tell me more.
But she's all like, it's easier to talk to an aunt and stuff. I'm like, yeah, it is. And then she was like, we were at her RV park when she was staying here and went on a walk, and she's like, do you have questions?
RV park.
And she
is the
gave me
perfect.
Like a lot. She told me a lot of stuff, and I was like, really? Like, what? I've never heard that. She just, like, she told me, and she, like, gave me some advice, and she's like, don't tell your mom we're talking about this. I'm like, okay.
Oh, my God. But, so, I would have killed to have heard that.
I don't think you would have wanted to.
I would have killed to hear what Aunt Kim has to say about it.
It was actually, you know, because Mom and Dad had never told, I think it was, like, a year ago.
Yeah.
And so she told me a few things, but...
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard. Thank you so much for telling me about that. Okay. Oh my God, Kim. I gotta talk to Kim and find out what she said, because it's gonna be hilarious. I'm dying. Woo. Okay, I'm gonna pull it together. Sorry, let me double check. I'm still recording. Yes, okay, I'm still recording. Okay, what are your friend group's norms around dating? Like, what's the normal thing, or what's average for your girls?
So our group is pretty. I mean, I've talked about it before. Jenna and Gazelle are really, they're smart and super academic focused, kind of like I am, I guess.
Are you saying they're uggos? No boy would ever want to date them. Well, got it. Okay.
And then my other two are more like...
Wait, are you just agreeing with me?
No, I'm not. They're really pretty, actually.
Uh-huh.
They're super pretty. But my other two friends are a little more easy about that. I think that all of them except Jenna have had a boyfriend before, though.
Uh-huh.
So they're pretty chill about dating, especially Chloe.
Yeah,
she's like always just wanted to date, and she just had a boyfriend who's like insane. But you know, she's more have been the one that's kind of like, I've always wanted a boyfriend. And Emma, I think she wants a boyfriend, she just doesn't have one. But Jenna will, I don't think Jenna will like ever like anybody, and I don't understand it, because every girl has like crushes.
Is she a lesbian?
Maybe. I don't think so, though. I think she's just kind of like that. She's never told me, and she tells me everything, but she's never told me like a crush that she's had. And she's never brought up the fact that she wants to date anybody. So. Okay.
Which one's Jenna?
Jenna is the one Filipino, okay. Black hair.
Yeah, that's what that's who I thought it was, but I was like, I'm not 100%
sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I get them all confused.
Yeah, they're very confusing.
I don't know why. It shouldn't be that hard. Actually, no, because, yeah, Jenna's the black hair. Emma's the one with the shorter
the
hair,
short
usually,
hair.
Right?
Chloe's the other white one.
The other white one. Oh, then I guess, I don't know. Then, those are the only two I know.
And then there's, like, a Turkish one. That's Gazelle.
Isn't that white?
Well, kind of. She's, like, half Turkish and half white. So okay. She's really white.
I'd call that all white. That's some white meat. That's pork. Okay. How about this? Have you ever read a book or anything that's had an impact on you, or that you've been like shaped the way you think about anything?
Shaped the way I think. I think I've read books. Just kind of. I don't think they've ever shaped like my thoughts or anything. Uh-huh. But I read books like for purposes of enjoyment, and I do like to read. I just need to find the right book, I guess, because it's hard for me. But I don't think I've ever really read a book that's like really helped me. I know Dad reads those kinds of books, like the ones about habits and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't read that stuff.
Charles Duhigg, The Power of Habit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I more read books because like they're fun or interesting or thrillers, and I like that.
I'll tell you something.
Yeah.
A lot of people, including myself, who read books about, trying to improve your life or change things, mm-hmm. really just reading them for entertainment.
Yeah.
A lot of times people aren't doing those things. And that includes me.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. It's just interesting. And you're like, oh man, my life would be tight if I did that. Anyway, I'm going to go eat a burrito. I'm so fucking hungry. That's how most of it ends. Like, here's how to have a six pack abs. And I'm like, okay, great. This sounds good. I want a candy bar and a latte.
Dream on.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to go for it. Okay, great. How about this? Give us your best shot.
Okay.
What advice would you give to somebody if they were trying to be in a long-term relationship? What's something that you would like?
Well, it probably wouldn't be good advice, and I would hope they wouldn't listen because I have no experience. But I would probably advise them to both put effort into the relationship, because I just have always known that relationships take work sometimes, and that comes from both ends. It can't just be driven by one person. I hope someone gives me good advice because I have no idea. But
That's fair. What has given you the greatest satisfaction in life?
Like a moment that, or
interpret it how you want.
Disneyland.
Okay, great. Why Disneyland?
Because that's just the place I've always been happiest, and I know it's so cheesy because it's the happiest place on earth, but it actually is for me. I just absolutely love it, and maybe a lot of it because, like I said, I love movies. And especially Disney movies, like Disney princesses. I've always loved that when I was younger. And so I think going to Disneyland and like seeing the characters come to life and stuff, like Mickey Mouse, it's just super cool to me.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of like my childhood. And so every time I go there, I just think like, I'm just so happy here because this is where dreams literally come true.
Yeah.
Just super cheesy.
That's cute. That's good. And you've been, like you said, you go every year. So that's great.
Yeah.
What has your family or your family group, do you think, ever been discriminated against? And if so, how?
I mean, I don't think they ever have.
Okay.
We're pretty normal.
Roll that back.
Okay. Well, what do you mean by discriminated against?
You know what discriminated means, right?
Well, yeah, but like, what do you, I mean?
Yeah, just that.
Oh, no. I mean, no.
That's cool. Okay, cool. What have you been told, positive or negative, about our group or whatever that is, like racially, religiously, whatever? What have you been told about us as a group?
I've been told from Dad that there's like a lot of athletes in our family. Which is kind of weird because it changes. But he's all like, everyone, like all his brothers and stuff, were super into sports in high school. And yeah, I made the same face. But okay. He's all like, if you really want to like train and stuff, like our family is really like athletic, or they used to be. So that's what he said.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. Okay. Is there anything you regret not having done?
I mean, not really. I'm still young, so
okay.
I probably will. But
yeah, you have time for regrets.
Everything that like I want to do, or most things that I've wanted to do, because clearly I haven't done everything, but mm-hmm. most things that I've wanted to do, I've done in life. Like travel a little bit, try things. Like I've done it, and so I don't really think that I have regrets on anything. Mm-hmm. But you know,
okay,
life will happen, and we'll see. I'll answer that in 10 years and probably be like, I have 1,000 regrets.
Okay, is there anything you ever wish you told somebody that you didn't tell them?
I don't think so. I mean, there's probably things that I've wished I didn't tell somebody.
Okay.
But,
yeah.
Not really, no.
Okay, fair enough. I guess besides, like, family members, more obvious answers, like family or whatever, what is something that you're most grateful for?
Probably, I mean, I'm super grateful for everything that I get, and most of it my family provides me, but I'm so fortunate. I have a great school.
Yeah.
I have a great group of friends.
Yeah.
I literally get everything I need.
Yeah.
For sure. And a lot of stuff that I want. I'm super lucky, and I'm just grateful for everything that's been given to me.
Yeah. Okay. Who has impacted you most or influenced you most personally? Who's your greatest influence?
Probably my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's kind of a normal answer.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he's always influenced me, I think. Mm-hmm. I've just always kind of seen eye to eye with him. We've had really similar views on everything and interests, so he probably influences me the most.
Mm-hmm. What's an important life lesson that you've learned?
Important life lesson? I think an important one, this is just what I've jumped to.
Okay.
Just because you can do something doesn't mean you should. And that was told to me by my dad. And I think that it's kind of smart because I've kind of followed it a lot. Like, even if I have the ability to do something, doesn't mean I should actually do it. And like, for one example, is a boyfriend. You know, like, just because I could get a boyfriend doesn't mean I should, because there's other things that are more important. Oh, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's good. I like that.
But that's just what I remember. I mean, you know, I've gotten a lot of advice, but.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that'll be interesting to see how you apply that life advice throughout your life.
Yeah, we'll see.
Good. Okay. What about, is there any accomplishment that you've had in your life that you're particularly proud of?
Accomplishment? I mean, probably just normal accomplishments like school, I guess. Maybe art that I do, because I like to draw. I forgot to mention that, and stuff I do in my free time.
Yeah.
I really like art, and every time I finish a drawing or a painting, I feel accomplished, even though I'm not getting an award or anything.
Yeah.
It's always given me that like feeling.
Yeah, it's like a personal accomplishment.
Right.
Yeah, that's great. Ugh, pursue that. I'll tell you, honestly, pursue that.
Well, artists struggle sometimes.
Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of everything's a struggle.
Yeah.
None of it's easy, but the things that you feel that give you pride after you do them are rare. No, that's not everything that'll give you that. I'm very confident of it.
Right.
Okay. What are What are some of your happiest memories with Dad?
As I said before, our little weddings that we had.
Uh-huh.
I always remember those.
What about them? Tell me about them.
I would walk in heels that were like giant. I mean, they were so big. I could barely fit into them.
Yeah.
And I would put on my little princess tiara and I would be in his big white shirts, which was like a dress on me. And I'd walk in and dance on his feet. And so I've just always loved that. Also, mm-hmm. I mean, I remember where my parents got engaged, actually, the plaza.
Yeah.
I remember we would go there a lot and just talk on like Saturday mornings usually. And we talk about life and goals and stuff. And
yeah.
I just always remember that. I have so many memories of him, like even little ones. We love Home Depot. Which is super weird, but he always would take me to Home Depot, and he still does sometimes, because like whenever we have a house project, he knows I love helping him with that stuff. Like we just did our fireplace, and so we go to Home Depot, and we just love it. I don't know why. Home Depot's the greatest place.
That's cute. I like it. Okay. What? How would you? Oh, this is like a tough one, but I'll try it anyway.
Okay.
How would you like people to remember you or think about you?
I would like people to think about me positively. Like, if I come into their head, like, oh, Juliet's great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because
why do you want? Why? What do you think? Like, what about you is great? Like, what? I mean, get specific about it. Like, what's your thing?
I've always been kind of just kind to people. I've kind of been, I care about a lot of people and I try and, you know, give people advice on what I can and help people.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I would want them to remember me by trying to help them or trying to make them feel better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, I like that. That's great. Can you tell me about a time you've ever committed a random act of kindness?
I did little things, especially in middle school. I would always smile at people. I would sit with people at lunch that were alone. I would always talk to people in class if they looked like they were upset. In eighth grade, I won. So we got those little things in the yearbook. You know, it's like most likely to succeed.
Yeah.
I got kindest person.
Nice.
And I was voted that. And I just try and do little things. And, I mean, it's not random, but I like to volunteer. I like to volunteer for Peace of Mind Dog Rescue.
Yeah.
And I think that's just an act of kindness. Even if it's not random, it's just important to me. So
I get it. I like it. Do you know what my high school superlative was?
No, I don't.
I'm
guessing class clown.
No.
No?
I didn't get that one. I actually got three. This is a true story. I got three of them.
Wow.
But they took two. I got the most votes for three of them. But they're like, we can only give every student one.
Oh,
one. So
no.
We took away two of them. So the two that I, or the one that was printed was most likely to be the next Steven Spielberg.
Oh,
so doing all the film
awesome.
Stuff. The second one that I had was prettiest eyes.
Oh.
And then the third one I had was shittiest car.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I won shittiest car.
That's awesome.
So go me.
My friend Emma got best eyes.
Really?
Yes, she did.
There you go.
She has really pretty eyes.
And is she one of the uglies without a boyfriend?
No.
Okay.
Well, she doesn't have a boyfriend, so I guess.
Oh, so she ugly?
She,
I got you.
No, she's not.
No, that's she ugly. Okay.
She has pretty eyes.
Nah, she ugly. Okay. So we're close to the end, but I'll just say this is like, do you have anything that you've ever wanted to ask me or share with me? Before or anything that you've never come up, and it's okay if the answer is no, but I'm just curious if there's anything there, because this is about you and this is about Dad, and then because I'm here it's somewhat about me. It's okay.
I like to get your opinion on things. I don't sometimes I'm worried of calling you because I know you're busy. And
I'm never busy.
I know you are. And I don't ever I don't like interrupting stuff.
Yeah.
But I like getting your approval on things and your opinions. So sometimes I would want to like ask you stuff and I think about you a lot.
Yeah, give me a ring. I'm around.
Okay, great. Well, is there, I have three more questions.
Okay.
Those are, this is two. Is there anything that you want to cover or say that we haven't covered or said so far? Is there anything that comes to mind? And if not, that's okay.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. So I want to say this as Juliet. I've known you your whole life.
Yes.
And, I remember when I found out you were going to be born, I was like, oh my God, there's another one. And I was telling Matthew before, I was like, I was so excited for Matthew. Cause I was like, anything is possible. I like your dad and mom a lot.
Yeah.
And especially when I was young, I was like, oh, these are the best. and I was like, another one. And then we found out you're going to be a girl. I was like, and then Steph had a C-section for you.
Yes.
And it was a whole thing. We were worried about Steph. And
yeah.
I was like, oh, I've got to be gentle. And it was a whole thing. But I remember one, I was very excited because there was a girl, a new girl in the house.
Yeah.
It was cool. And you, I don't know, like from early on, I think the cool thing about you is you have always been very creative and smart. And you've always impressed me with that. And like we used to, and I don't know, like we used to like draw stuff and it'd be like, holy shit. Like she can actually like kind of draw for like, I'm like, what, you know, for a 6-year old, she's drawing like a 9-year old. She's like a superhero. And I've always been so impressed with that. And then I think that's applied to so many things you've done. I think you've done so many things, artfully or creatively, and I'm so impressed by that. I am constantly impressed by you, and your ability to undertake new tasks and approach them with an open mind. And that's everything. Like I think even just in school and stuff, you get good grades, and I think you're obviously smart. But I think even the way you handle it is different than a lot of kids, and I love that about you.
Thank you.
And I always think that, I think I was telling Matthew, I think he has this optimism that I've always liked about him and like this plucky stick-to-itiveness that is like incredible.
Yeah.
And I think for you, you've always had a, this sort of like, maybe that's the way of like seeing things new sometimes. Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
I think you can see things, just new. Like it's like an opportunity and everything can be good. And I like that a lot about you. And I think you have such unlimited potential. It's going to be just bonkers what you do with all that. And I hope you keep it going throughout your
life. Thank you. I thought of an answer, actually, to your last question that you asked.
Please.
If I had anything to tell you.
Yeah, okay.
And I totally forgot, but for some reason you made me think of it.
Okay.
I always brag about you.
Oh, yeah.
All the time, like to my friends, because I love having an older brother. And I tell people
very
all the time,
brother.
I'm like, yeah, I have like an older brother and he lives in LA and stuff, but I always brag about both of you. I mean, Matt too, but you and how, I mean, my friends, they're dancers. I'm like, yeah, he's writing for Dance Moms and stuff. And like, oh, and yeah, you know, he's like directing, editing all this stuff.
Yeah.
I just always bragged about you and stuff.
That's funny. Yeah.
You're pretty cool.
If they ever want to come to my Hollywood penthouse, too bad it doesn't exist. And plus, I can't imagine having a bunch of 14-year-old girls. That would not be good for anybody, but especially not me.
I remember, I think you met all of my friends once at least.
I'm sure I've met them all,
because it was my second grade birthday party, and you were in town for my birthday, and you were staying in Matt's room, and we were all having a sleepover in the front room. And we were talking all night because we're girls. I think it was like 1 a.m.
Yeah.
And you came out. You're in your boxers. You came out and you're like, guys, shut the F up and go to bed. And then you went back in your room and we were like, oh my God. I swear to God, you did.
Wow.
And we were like, he said the F word. Like, because we were in second grade. And it was so long ago. But I've always remembered that. And all my friends do. And they bring it up too.
Aww.
And they're just like,
that's funny.
Oh, remember when your brother like yelled at us that night, like at 1 a.m? I'm like, yeah, I remember that.
Jesus. Well, I'm sorry. I apologize.
I don't know that you really needed to shut the fuck up. I don't remember ever getting like too upset. I remember the one time I remember getting most upset was when one of you pegged me in the face with a ball. I think it was you.
Probably.
Like, I was like sleeping and somebody threw a ball directly in my face and I was like, I'm going. I think I left like 2 days early. I was like, you know what? I just can't right now. God. It was too much. Electra. I got my dad's like, dad was like, don't leave. Like, I'm going to give you money tomorrow if you stay. I'm like, I don't care. I can't. You guys were so like wound up for some reason that vacation or that time I came up. That's so funny.
We're horrible. I know.
I wasn't too mad about it. I was just like, I think it was part of it too. Is like vacations. I can't do vacations for forever.
Yeah.
Like things get a little slow and it's weird.
Right.
But I'm like, but there was just, I was like, I think you guys were like crazy that whole vacation for some reason. And then I just got pegged in the face. I was like, I can't chill. I gotta go. And I'm sure I really just wanted to get back to some girl or something stupid. And I was like, okay. And so, I have a couple quick ones. Oh, fuck, I forgot I had two others. Okay, how would you describe dad to somebody who's never met him?
Dad is a super relaxed person who's really good with handling different scenarios, I guess. Word. He's always been really good with calming people down and just, he's super, like, sweet like that. And he's just really easy to talk to, I guess, for other people, which really helped him out in his job, I think. Mm-hmm. But he's just always, and he's so sweet, and he's always just been really good with talking to people and,
yeah,
like, adjusting if he needs
to. That's so interesting.
Stuff. Yeah.
You guys both said that.
Really?
You both said he was very good at talking to people, and he was so, and I was like, that's not dad.
Really?
No.
Well, what do you think?
I don't think you're wrong on any of the things you said. Yeah. I think you guys both painted him as particularly social. And I would say
he's not very social. You're right. He's not.
I think he's good at talking to people, but I always feel like it's in within a certain bounds.
Right. I don't think that, I mean, sometimes it's like he doesn't want to go to, meet my mom's friends, you know, like, yeah. And it's not because he's like weird, but it's just, he's just like, yeah, I don't care. Like, you know, yeah. I just don't want to do that. But I feel like when he's
that's how I think of him more.
No, absolutely.
Like, I just don't care about anybody.
No, and that is true.
People, and I'm
but
like,
I
yeah,
feel
fair.
Like when he has to do it, and I can just, like, think of an example.
Yeah.
I have no idea where we were, but we were, like, at a train station or something. It wasn't, like, a subway. It was probably, like, I have no idea. It was, like, an old-fashioned train or something. Maybe it was a ride, and there were all these, like, chains, like, roping for the line and stuff.
Okay.
Like, rope chains that tried to keep lines separate.
Right.
And this crazy, stupid woman was holding her four-year-old, like, this giant woman, and she ran at one of the chains, and she was going to, like, jump it. And she ran, and she tripped over the chain and fell.
Oh, no.
And her daughter fell, and we were like, oh, my God, we had no idea. And dad... he went to her and he was like trying to help her, like medical, and he was being calm.
Yeah.
And that's just always what I think of. And he's like being really easy with her and stuff.
Yeah.
And he's just like, are you okay? He's trying to help her. He's like, does your head hurt? Can you like answer this? Like, and then after her daughter was crying or something, he was helping the daughter.
Yeah.
And it's just, that's just him, I think.
Yeah.
So even if he's not like super social, when he has to do something to help people, he'll do it.
Yeah.
And, he's just super sweet like that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's good stuff. Okay, this is the last thing. Oh no, two more. what would you? Okay, this is tough. Imagine that as soon as Dad hears this audio, he will die.
Oh, God.
Which is not the scenario.
I killed him.
Yeah, because I will be killing him. I'm going to hit play, and then I will strangle him until this stops playing. But imagine, okay, so imagine this will be the last thing
right.
Dad hears. What would you want to say or share to your dad?
Don't die.
Okay. tell him to fight me. Well, he can't because I'm John Wick, and he will lose.
You have a pencil?
Yeah, I have like three pencils.
Oh,
I have a ruler.
God, no.
I've got safety scissors. Like, he's going down.
That's hilarious.
Three-hole punch. No, it's bad.
School supplies, all that
stuff. Yeah. I've got everything. I've got a John Wick back-to-school killing machine. But no, okay, so yeah, like, what's what would be like a parting thing you'd want to say to Dad?
Clearly I love him, mm-hmm. but I would want to say, because I don't think he hears this, but he is so humble mm-hmm. about everything. He's so like modest, and I would want him to hear that he's incredible, mm-hmm. and he just doesn't recognize it as much, but he really is. He's the greatest person.
Mm-hmm.
He's just amazing. He's a great dad. He's just a great person in general.
Yeah.
And I think I would want him to hear that, because I don't know if he knows it enough. He's the best. I love him.
I like it. Is there anything else that you want to say or share before this is over?
Happy birthday. Happy retirement, even though that was like a year ago. Yeah. I love him. I love you, Dad. And I hope that you're not bored by my answers for most of these, because yeah. I might have rambled, and I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm probably just going to delete all this because it's so boring.
Good. Delete all of it.
No, I'm kidding. This is great. Great.
Yeah. Enjoy retirement. Have fun traveling with Mom and leaving me, because it's probably what you're going to do.
All right. All right. Yay. Happy birthday, Dad.
Happy birthday.